Well, Jason, good morning and happy Monday to you.
Good morning, Edmundo. Good to see you again.
And let's get right down to it because there's a lot of business that needs to be covered this week.
We've got a really interesting cover story this week. You know, we've all been waiting for Spaceport America to come fully online and for Virgin Galactic to start making flights out of there. But we're actually starting to see some work on the ground here with local businesses. A couple of weeks ago, a couple of contracts were let between Virgin Galactic and two local businesses, Hotel Encanto de las Cruces and Savoy de Mesilla, to provide services to the incoming tourists and astronauts that will be flying out of Spaceport America. I was talking with Carolyn Winsor. She's a Virgin Galactic representative here in Las Cruces, and she's the one that announced the signing of these contracts with Hotel E and then with, actually it's World Class Gourmet, which is based out of Savoy de Mesilla. They're going to be the future providers for all of these tourists. Hotel E is going to serve as the host for those taking the short flight to space, and World Class Gourmet has been brought on as primary caterer for the well-off astronauts. And it's kind of nice to see these dollars from the space tourism that we've been paying taxes for and toward and waiting to develop, starting to see them, these contracts come to fruition and see some development here. And I know for the staff of Hotel E, the announcement really spurred a flurry of activity. They've done so much work out there already. Crews have completed a bunch of really nice outdoor enhancements. I got a little tour, and they've got this Spanish garden terrace over the pool. It's got terraces, balconies, fire pits, fireplace, stone fountains, just beautiful, beautiful, relaxing space there. And the staff have also added an events lawn that they can use year-round for events, for weddings, for special gatherings, things like that. And the events lawn was actually designed by a very noted award-winning landscaped architect, Greg Trutza. And they also completed the new patio area. Maybe you've seen it if you've been out to Azul Lounge. It's adjacent to that. And that was designed by interior designer Adriana Long, who is actually the daughter of Jim Long, who is the CEO of Heritage Hotels, who own Hotel Encanto. So she's really putting her mark, and doing it well, I might add, all the way through the hotel. Some of the stuff that they're doing is just beautiful. And the incoming astronauts are going to be able to go to these terrace garden rooms that'll be very VIP. They get special VIP concierge service, private VIP areas, customized room service menus, and they're being remodeled with some of the most beautiful woodwork, marble bathrooms, custom cabinets, which Adriana also designed, actually. And for Savoy de Mesilla, I was told that Virgin Galactic wanted a place that had world-class gourmet, very diverse, though, because, you know, they also do a lot of American cuisine. You know, they've been based in Cruces since November 2011, and Chef Tatsu, he's received a lot of awards for his culinary expertise, and he was actually named Restaurateur of the Year by the New Mexico Restaurant Association. So I've sampled some of his work as well, and I think this is going to really highlight Las Cruces and Doñana County and make a good mark and a good impression for these tourists that we hope start coming in very soon.
Okay, well, that's great news. And in the column this week, you've brought back the Greater Chamber of Commerce of Las Cruces.
Yeah, Bill Allen is back with us again this week. This is the third of his three-part series discussing this week a program that allows workers to, and I put this in quotes, skill up and increase their opportunities. And what it is, this is another facet of the Skill Ready Doñana program that we've been talking about over the past few months. And it's not designed to just figure out the skill level of prospective employees or to allow employers to hire faster and find the right long-term fit for an open position. This one will help with both aspects, but it'll also help with improving skill levels of those workers. It was developed in a way that if they want to apply for a job in-house and may not quite meet the grade on some of the skills that this program determines they need, they can get online, they can go to this program and sharpen those skills. So next time that position comes open or another similar one, it shows that they've got the dedication to learn, the ability to improve themselves, and the drive to do better and to rise through a company. So this helps the workers, the employers, and whoever that company serves as well.
That's great.
And, you know, anybody can check this out. All you have to do is call the chamber, and they're at 524-1968.
Well, you know, one of the things we've heard over the years during this Great Recession is about being underemployed, and this is a great way to really up your employment opportunities.
Yeah, it ups your game. Yeah, it really does.
Okay.
You skill up.
Skill up. And in the business profile this week, somebody many of us in the community are very familiar with, Eli Guzman.
Yeah, Sensei Eli Guzman. He's expanding. You know, he's been running his martial arts studio, Guzman Sport Karate and Kickboxing on Maine, and now they've got enough kids that he thinks it's time to expand. So what they're going to do within the next couple of weeks, they're also going to open a new facility at 805 South Solano Drive. And, you know, he said they just outgrew the place, and they're going to start this new 10,000-square-foot facility. And, you know, this is going to be the largest martial arts school in the state of New Mexico. And it'll be right here in Las Cruces. You know, Sensei Guzman said that he originally started getting involved with martial arts from watching Bruce Lee movies, which I'm sure most of us have at one point or another. And about 27 years old, he was training with some other martial arts instructors in Cruces, and he decided to open his kickboxing and karate school. And here's where most of the community came to first know him. It was the business on Mesquite Street that he opened in 2001. And he picked that because it was close to where he had grown up, and also because it was a troubled neighborhood. It was really known for drugs and violence, he said. And he said having the kickboxing school there, it helped the younger students in the neighborhood, you know, stay out of trouble, give them an after-school activity. And they got a lot of interest from the public because of the community impact and the successes, the kickboxers as well. And he really has put out some of the greatest martial arts artists in the area. They're sweeping tournaments at all levels. And, you know, it's not just about the kickboxing. He really focuses also on the discipline and making a better person, as well as just running a business. But I think it's quite a feather in our cap that we have Sensei Guzman, and that we're going to have the largest facility in the state right here in town.
Well, congratulations to Sensei Guzman. And in the what's new, a new pizza place.
New pizza place. You know, this hits me close to home. Let's see. Manny Ponce. He's opened the doors to a new restaurant, and it's called Zia Pizza Company. They're at 3961 East Loman, and it's just started up a couple of weeks ago now, and he said that he's been getting an increased amount of business every day, and his first week, he said, was just fantastic. So he's looking for a lot more repeat customers to come in. And they're featuring brick oven style pizza, salads, wings, sub sandwiches, you know, breadsticks, all the fixings that you could expect from a top-notch pizza place. And said he started it basically because he wanted to do a different style of crust. So he's got his own special dough that they make daily. And then also he's offering, which will be of interest to a lot of your listeners, a completely gluten-free option for his items as well. And he's actually gone through the training to learn how to completely keep the gluten-free materials away from the gluten materials, so that they've got a special area for it, and he can ensure that they get the dietetic needs that they need to be following.
Well, great. We'll look forward to that. Jason Gibbs, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.